one of them hopper over here is about the size of that, and one on this side about the size of that. They're right up over them tiny spots. Huh?
Hello, Lee.
My gosh. They get on those.
Hey, I'm just commend you on the day.
That brother of his gets with them up there. And they're spendthrifts. But politics, there's nothing else, don't get them to take no crooked money.
Good.
And they're having trouble with him up yonder with that brother of his in that Senate too.
I bet.
That brother of his will soon be up there 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Keep him there.
And we beat all the millionaires in this town except two. We beat the Chamber of Commerce with him. See, them boys off the country, off the farm. Mm-hmm. We beat the Chamber of Commerce. We beat the biggest church there was here in this town. And then their friends beat them millionaires out of $1,500 gambling with them. They tried to bet, want to bet a win, you know, bluffing to weaken his side. You know, say, oh, you can't go. I guess old Tom's going to be defeated. Look at the money they put together. Well, they'd come out with $500 or $1,000, going to be 3 hours. They'd have it every bit covered. And they never put up a nickel. Just their friends.
Pleasant.
Here's the idea of what they think of me. When Tom was elected the second time, no, the first time, I had neighbors and acquaintances, you know, owned by the bushels, the old saying is. But I had four or five that had sense enough to know that they wanted a job with the state. And this one he made mention about a while ago is one of them. Of course, he grew up with my kids. He's just like one of my kids. And I've got four. None related. Friends or neighbors. Working for the state, they couldn't have more got a job than nothing in the world if I hadn't got it for them. That's right. This boy makes 20-some-odd dollars a day with that mowing machine on that highway.
With Tipser?
Tipser's, under Tipser's brother. He couldn't get the job on it through that senator. Yeah. I think it's $27.50 a day he makes on that highway.
Boy, that's dangerous work,
I'll bet. Oh, well, it don't seem like as bad as it was a couple of years ago. Well, they've got a different deal now. They've got what's called a bush hog.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing cuts the grass behind the tractor.
Uh-huh.
And it runs on its own. Well, when they started off, they had a second bar laying out there, you know. And it's running this way. Well, it kept breaking up so bad. And it was more or less dangerous too. So they got the bush hog. It's behind you. You get off over there, and the automobile better not run into that outfit. It won't be like running into that one sickle bar section in it. And they haven't had any trouble. Yeah, they. Let's see, you got two of the engineers. I guess I've just got four. Two with the highway department, two with the engineers.
How many times can you cut your hay on these meadows around here?
Once. I used to cut them two or three times. I'd say twice, about an average of twice. Now, the city here has a big meadow called a city hay meadow. They want to cut it once a year.
Hmm.
And that's in this month. Right in July and finish up in August.
Do they have any special terms for that when they cut it more than once?